In Baghdad today, the U.S. military announced six American soldiers died Friday night in a roadside bomb attack in northern Iraq, according to the Associated Press. More than 1,400 American military personnel have died in combat in Iraq since the U.S.-led invasion began more than 2 years ago. Back home, the toll has reverberated across America, from small towns where members of National Guard units have been called to active duty to communities with large military bases. Fayetteville, North Carolina, is home to Fort Bragg, with 60,000 military and civilian employees. It's the Army's biggest post by population. Soldiers and their families make up half of the city's population, and Fort Bragg's $2 billion annual payroll fuels the local economy. Fayetteville has had a long struggle with image problems and real problems that come with being a military town on the home front. John Bewin of American Radio Works sent this dispatch.
Roy Parker is a former editor of the Fayetteville Observer. He still writes a column on local history for the newspaper.
Bragg Boulevard, that 7 mile strip of go-go joints and pawn shops and all this stuff.
Parker drives me down the commercial strip that runs from the gates of Fort Bragg southeast to downtown Fayetteville. The street still has plenty of pawn shops and strip clubs. But Parker says it's family-friendly compared to the early 70s when he moved to town.
When I got here, there were four outdoor theaters lined up. And, you know, they showed sleaze night and day for the Army. But it changed. I mean, not overnight, but it's changed.
Fayetteville leaders have tried to remove the seediest parts of Army life from public display. During the Vietnam War, bar-hopping and drug-using draftees earned Fayetteville a bad reputation and a nickname that stuck, Fayette-Nam. But today's volunteer military is more professional. A lot of soldiers come to town pushing strollers and looking for a church instead of a brothel. With the nation at war, Fayetteville has tried to embrace its identity as a city of soldiers and American flags.
This is Fayetteville Online's News Minute for February 19th. Think Americana. Think Fayetteville.
In early 2005, a coalition of city and county leaders announced a new step in their campaign to fix Fayetteville's image.
Fayetteville Area Convention and Visitors Bureau President John Morosky wants to see a marketing campaign to portray Fayetteville as America's most patriotic city.
We had hired a consultant. The consultant came back and said, you know, you've got one big obvious thing that's a commonality to all your communities and constituents, and that is this patriotism. You know, they said, you know, that can really become your community's deliverable when you come here.
But some argue Fayetteville's military image will always be a liability. Chuck Fager is a kind of resident pacifist in town. He's director of a local peace group, Quaker House.
I think of Fayetteville as a border town between civilian America and military America. Americans, by and large, like to keep our relationships to our military on a very highly ritualized and ceremonial basis. We want the victories, we want the parades. We don't want the nitty-gritty. This is a place that's a locus for the stuff that we don't want to know about.
A survey by the Fayetteville Observer found that one in four local residents knew someone personally who's been killed in Iraq or Afghanistan. Almost 40% know a service member who's been wounded. The trauma that sometimes comes with military life takes other forms. A recent study found that children in North Carolina's military families are more than twice as likely to be murdered by their parents as other children in the state. In the summer of 2002, four wives of Fort Bragg soldiers were murdered, all allegedly by their soldier husbands just back from Afghanistan. Two of the soldiers also killed themselves. But some people in Fayetteville say the big military presence has had positive social effects, too. Take race and the example set by Fort Bragg.
The Army, black and white, integrated back in the 50s. Fort Bragg was one of the first places that took place, too.
Former newspaper editor Roy Parker points out the military ended racial segregation well before most of Southern society did. By 1951, Fort Bragg ran its own segregated schools for the children of soldiers. The white kids in a spacious building, the black children squeezed into a smaller one.
The sweet lady who was the principal of the white school, she said, this don't work, you know. Those black kids are sitting over there in that little thing, and I've got all this room over here. So she integrated them. I mean, classroom by classroom. She called hell for it, but we love to say that old Mildred Poole integrated the Fort Bragg schools before the Supreme Court or anybody else said, do it.
That is 3 years before the Brown decision and more than a decade before segregation ended in the Fayetteville public schools. If you ask the men at the mostly black VFW post 6018 in Fayetteville, there doesn't seem to be any doubt that the military's been a welcome influence.
Black and white got along on post, but all post, that was a different story, man.
Philip Allen is a 54-year-old Vietnam veteran. His father, James Allen, was a mess sergeant at Fort Bragg after World War II, so Philip grew up there in the 1950s and 60s. The father and son remember going to movie theaters during the Jim Crow years in Fayetteville.
And the blacks had to be in a balcony upstairs.
We couldn't go to the front door. We had to go to the side door.
Side door.
And by contrast, on Fort Bragg.
I think the main movie house on Main Post went inside, across from Hedrick Stadium. Mm-hmm. We blacks and whites always went to that same movie, and we all got along. We hoop, holler, and everything else. You know what I mean?
Nobody claims Fayetteville has solved racial inequality, but many argue it's more open and tolerant today than it would have been without the military. The town elected its first black mayor, Marshall Pitts, in 2001.
When I was elected mayor, it was another sign to folks across the state who have previously seen us in a negative light. Said, well, you know, maybe things are happening down there. They're becoming more progressive as a community.
Over the decades, thanks to the U.S. military's global reach, soldiers have brought the world to Fayetteville.
Ladies and gentlemen, our host nation, the Dominican Republic!
Every September since the late 1970s, Fayetteville has held an international folk festival on its downtown streets. There's food, costumes, and traditional dance from countries across the world. Mayor Pitts.
We have over 82 countries, 82 cultures represented in our community. And so and that's because our military men and women, they happen to go all across the world and fall in love. So that's a good thing.
Diversity among the people of Fayetteville extends to opinions about the Iraq War.
Mexico! Hell no, we won't go!
We won't kill for Mexico!
Hell no!
In March 2005, on the second anniversary of the start of the war, about 3,000 people join an anti-war march and rally in Fayetteville. It's billed as the biggest anti-war demonstration in town since 1971, when Jane Fonda came here to protest the Vietnam War.
My name is Carolyn Mabry, and my sign says, Military Brat for Peace. My father was in the military, and he died during the Vietnam conflict, and my brother is in Iraq, has just gotten back from 10 months in Iraq, and they're already trying to send him back.
Mabry drove down from Raleigh for the demonstration. Some others came from Chapel Hill, Washington, D.C., and beyond. A couple hundred counter-demonstrators stand across the street from the peace rally.
Shame! Shame on you!
Many dismiss the anti-war protesters as outside rabble-rousers. Chris Dodds is a veteran from nearby Lee County.
And I disagree with them being here today because D.C. is a place to protest policy. You know, write letters, whatever they need to do, but they don't need to be protesting in the street in a military community where there's no policy made and just upsetting the wives and children of these veterans that have people deployed overseas.
But some of the protesters are military spouses.
I'm not an outsider, an agitator, or a traitor to my country. I'm a 25-year-old mother, and I'm married to a soldier. My husband is on his second tour in Iraq.
Kara Hollingsworth's husband, Specialist Dante Hollingsworth, has been assigned to Fort Bragg since 2002.
This is my community. I care what they think. I care about whether they're offended. I care about not needling them unnecessarily, you know.
But Hollingsworth says she's discovered many others in local military families who oppose the Iraq War. In fact, 44% of local residents polled by the Fayetteville Observer in June 2005 said the war in Iraq was not worth fighting. That opposition was just slightly lower than in national polls.
Fayetteville is an army town. It's got to be classed as an army town no matter how hard we try to do all these other things, and we're trying very hard.
Roy Parker says Fayetteville chose an industry and an identity back in 1918. That's when it landed what was first called Camp Bragg. Then Fayetteville was a little town on the Cape Fear River. Sort of like a young person from a working-class neighborhood who can't see many career prospects and visits the military recruiter.
What we have to do is try to make it a good Army town if we can.
For American Radio Works and NPR News, I'm John Biewen.
John Biewen's report on Fayetteville, North Carolina, is part of the documentary Married to the Military from American Radio Works and the Center for Documentary Studies at Duke University. American Radio Works is the documentary unit of American Public Media. You can find links to the documentary Married to the Military by going to our website, npr.org.